So this is my point. I know this can be kind of tough to really wrap our minds and souls around. But let's just face it, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible makes it clear that God is very, very patient in his dealings with people in general. All peoples all over the world, very, very patient. But he also lets us know that within that, the subgroup, those of us who are in Christ, he's patient with us too. Remember, the Apostle Peter was writing to the church, and he lets them know that God is very patient. You know, some people were mocking with regards to God's Jesus' return, and he hadn't come back yet. And so some people were mocking. Yeah, okay, you all keep talking about this return, him coming back. It hadn't happened yet, so where is he? Scoffers. They will say, where is this coming he promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. He wrote in 2 Peter chapter 3. But he went on. Verse 8. Do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you. Remember now, he just said, do not forget this one thing, dear friends. Who is he calling friends? Well, let's turn to the very beginning of the letter, the very beginning of 2 Peter, the first chapter, beginning at the first verse. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, have received a faith as precious as ours. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. He's writing to those who are in Christ, those who are saints, those who are by virtue of their fellow connection with him, their common connection with Jesus. He calls them dear friends and says, don't forget this. The Lord is not slow. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. There are sins that Christians still need to repent of. We are still in the process of being sanctified, of being cleansed, of being further purified. And some people are very, very slow to repent. Some people have their minds made up. They are not going to repent. They have sins that they thoroughly enjoy, and they have their minds made up. They're not going to give up their sins, and God is going to receive them into heaven anyway. He's patient in working with them and trying to get them to change their minds so that they will not be destroyed eternally, body and soul. That's what he's referring to. That's what Paul is referring to when he says he doesn't want anyone to perish, to be eternally experiencing destruction, torment, misery, body and soul, because of their rebellious disposition. And yet, we also have people who are churchgoers who love God so much that not only are they truly in Christ, but they are truly working diligently to become more and more like Jesus Christ. They're doing what they can to let the Lord Jesus cleanse us, and we're doing what we need to do to cleanse ourselves. James chapter 1, cleansing ourselves from all remaining unrighteousness, all remaining sin. Yes, this cleansing process is about teamwork. The Lord God doing what only he can do, and us doing what he requires of us. The NIV reads it this way. One of the ways they read this, the King James Version says, ridding ourselves of all superfluity of naughtiness. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and evil that is so prevalent. And we have people who are working hard to do that, to get rid of all the evil in our lives. We have the people who are in Christ and live shabby lives. We have people who are in Christ and are very sincere and are working towards, striving for perfection. And then we have people who are churchgoers who are hypocrites. Let's continue to look at why we have so many churchgoers who are hypocrites, who embrace hypocrisy. Up next, though, Howard Chang is going to talk with us about some healing propositions. I'll start with God.